Thank you very much, Madam President-designate, and I apologise for taking the floor. I don't have any particular questions about the very clear plan that you've outlined just now, and I can assure you have the full support of my delegation in that regard as well. Since this seems to be the only opportunity that we might have, I wondered if it would be possible for me to make a very brief statement in relation to another matter, which of course is of significance to AP2 and the annual conference from the perspective of my delegation on mines other than anti-personnel mines or anti-vehicle mines as it relates to the convention. As you know, it's been discussed continuously within the framework of the CCW for many years, and in the view of my delegation, the protection of civilians from the effects of weapons used during armed conflict is of paramount concern. Ireland views the question of Motapam as one of the continuing humanitarian urgency, and this conclusion is borne out very much by the facts, including from recent studies from GICHD, which reflect the year-on-year increase in anti-vehicle mine incidents. The decision of the state's parties to amend Protocol 2 to mandate the chair of the 2019 meeting of high contracting parties to conduct consultations on possibilities to include discussions on good practices in the implementation of the protocol with respect to Motapam was very much welcomed by my delegation. These informal consultations proved a useful opportunity to assess the effectiveness of the protocol in protecting civilians. In addition to physical injuries and fatalities, the use of anti-vehicle mines can have significant humanitarian impacts by cutting humanitarian supply routes and disrupting recovery of societies impacted by armed conflicts. Evidence of continuing harm is constantly being brought to our attention by international organisations, mine clearance organisations and affected states, and we're particularly grateful to GICHD for their continuous monitoring since 2014 of AVM incidents and resulting humanitarian and developmental impacts. While the use of Motapam is regulated by customary rules of IHL, amended Protocol 2 remains the only source of specific regulation on the use of Motapam, and we look forward to bringing this issue to the annual conference. And I thank all of the panellists as well for highlighting the issue of AVMs through some of their very interesting presentations. So I'll leave it at that, Madam President-designate, and thank you for giving me the floor.